Okay, guys, I am back today with Tuesday Talk. Told you guys I'd be doing talk with you all week. I am late starting Tuesday Talk. It's 8:19. As you know, the phone lines at my job cut on at 8:30, so this may have a few interruptions in it, so bear with me. But because I know somebody's gonna call at 8:30 and it's gonna come to me, because for some reason in the morning, I don't know what it is, you guys, but the first calls always come to me, and I wish they didn't, but they do. So anyway, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about my day yesterday. Good morning. I hope everyone has a great Tuesday. So yesterday, after I recorded Monday Talk for you guys, I thought I was feeling okay, but I clearly was not feeling that well. I started crying a lot. I had to keep going outside to get air. I barely could function to work. It was horrible, you guys. And I couldn't really figure it out. You know, it was really bad though. I almost didn't make it to 4:15 because I was like, I'm not gonna make it, because I couldn't even function to do my job or do anything. It was pretty much a disaster, to say the least, you guys. And I do want to clarify something too. When I was telling you guys about my guy friend and how I was kind of upset with him because he was texting less. Actually, me and him had a really good conversation yesterday, and I think I was just overreacting about that. So please pay me no mind. I think right now I'm just missing him a lot, but yes, I was overreacting about him texting me because we actually talked a lot yesterday. I think, you know, when I'm emotional or dealing with depression or anxiety, kind of, you know, it clouds my judgment in a sense, and I think things are happening that really aren't. So yes, I shouldn't have made that comment because, you know, that's kind of not necessarily true. Me and him did talk a lot yesterday. And it was really cool. Yesterday was rough. I did go for a drive yesterday, you guys, but I had to finish braiding my hair. So me and my daughter didn't go for a drive until it was probably like, I want to say 6:30. We finally got in the car for a drive. We were gone for 2 hours, you guys. Like, we drove all around my city. Then we went to like another city, and my daughter enjoyed it. She fell asleep in the back seat. I took my daughter by her old school that she's not going to be going to this year. She's going to a new school. So took her by her old school so she could look at it again. We went near my aunt's house. I didn't go to my aunt's house, but I actually went like down her road and turned around. We went like up there by the mall. I went and got gas. So it was a really good drive. We drove past my grandmother's house. So we had a really good drive. And I think I needed that drive, because for some reason, when I'm sitting in my house, I am so depressed. I don't feel good. I'm emotional. But when I'm outside of my house, I feel amazing. I don't know what it is. So it was rough yesterday. I have not picked up my medication from the pharmacy. Have not gotten any notifications that it's ready. I'm still not even sure if I'm going to take it again or what's going to happen with that. I haven't even decided yet, y'all. I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea, you guys. So it's been a rough week, to say the least, but I'm trying my best to make it through. I have decided, my therapist had told me a really long time ago that I should write a letter to my mom and dad about, you know, some of the things I'm going through or my trauma. And I've decided to write a letter to my mom, you guys. And my handwriting is horrible, so I'm gonna type it to her today in between my patient calls. I'm gonna write my mom a letter. I'm just gonna tell her about my mental health, my childhood trauma, and things of that nature. I actually cry when I think about writing her this letter, because I think my mom just doesn't have any idea some of the things I've gone through. But I think it's time for her to recognize that. And it's also because I want to have, me and my mom used to be really close and do everything together, but then after I had my daughter, it became a little difficult for us to kind of do things together. It became kind of hard for us to really do what you looking for. Okay, you can take it. So it kind of came hard for us to do like mother-daughter things together. So I feel like, yeah, mama, I go.
So, yes, me and my mom used to have, like, mother-daughter days all the time, you guys. It was a constant thing for me and her. And I love that we used to do that. But then it's appeared, like, one day, once I had my daughter, we stopped having mother-daughter days. Because every time we would try to go out the house alone, once my daughter got old enough to talk and walk, she wanted to go with us. So, it's kind of like I don't really get to go separate places with my mom and dad and have a one-on-one conversation or hang out with them. Like one time I was supposed to have a father-daughter day with my dad. We're supposed to go talk and go out to eat. My daughter started crying because she wanted to go. So then my dad made it a whole family thing. So I really don't get time with my mom as I would want to. So I'm hoping, I wanted to actually do something with her this weekend, but of course my daughter overheard the conversation. She's like, I want to go too. So I'm trying to figure out how me and my mom can have some time together to talk, because it's just something that needs to be done. But I'm hoping once she reads my letter, she understands like what I'm going through and like what it's like, and how just being in the house is just really something that I don't prefer to do anymore. It's just like when I'm here, guys, I don't feel good. But it's like when I'm out and about, I feel okay. But when I know I have to come back home, anticipating it, you know, and I don't want to come back home. So it's really hard, you guys. I want to take next week I'm on vacation. I'm going to obviously spend those 4 days with my daughter. But that weekend I want to leave and do something. And I know my mom is going to probably be like, why? You know, asking that. But you got to realize, guys, for my birthday, I did not get to go out of town, and that was because someone else ruined that for me. And it's not even just that. It's just that I have not been out of town in so long. Like, I'm just always in my small town, or either I go to the city, but I have never been out of the state this whole summer. Haven't been, like, nowhere fun, and I just want to get away for a weekend. So, that's just the goal for me. I'm hoping to go away next weekend and just come back and feel a lot better than what I feel. I need a break, you guys. Ultimately, I need a break. And I want my mom to understand that. Because my mom tends to think, she tends to think certain things sometimes when I want to leave. And it's not even really what she thinks. It's the fact that when you have mental illness and you're struggling, sometimes getting out the house is the best thing for you. You can't just sit in the house and cry and do all these things, because you have to, you know, leave your house in order to feel better. You have to get out the house. You have to go do things. You have to essentially, you can't just sit in the house, because if you are dealing with mental illness and you sit in the house, it's only going to make things worse. And so I just want to go somewhere. I don't know. And then like my friend will be back in town. So, that'll be, you know, good. And I'm just gonna like, you know, figure some things out. So I don't know, you guys, but I just want to go away. Like, I don't know where I'm going yet, but I just need a break mentally. But I need my mom to understand why. And I don't think my mom realizes how bad my mental health has gotten. Like, it hasn't been this bad in years. Like I tell you guys, it was like years and years before it's been this bad. Like, literally, it's been a long time since it was this bad, to the point where I felt like anxiety no matter what I did. Like, just, it sucks, you know, and I don't know what to do. I'm torn, and I just been struggling, and I have to cancel my appointment with my doctor for meds. I'm gonna push that appointment back. For a while, because I just don't wanna deal with it at this current time. Like, it's crazy, you guys. You know, I'm just like really struggling, but I'm trying to push through at the same time. But yeah, it's been rough. It's been really hard on me. I feel like the week is just going by so slow and dragging. I needed to go by faster. I just feel tired. And it's not like, I feel like I just can't talk to anybody about it. You know, like, when I came back home last night, me and my daughter, I'm trying to get her in bed at 9 o'clock, because she's going to be starting school in September. So I'm trying to get on the schedule, which yesterday was an epic fail, because we got home, you know, she took her bath during the day yesterday. We got home and I was like, okay. So yeah, you guys, it's rough, and I've been struggling, and it's not easy, but it's like I just want this week to be over with so I can finally just be on my vacation and just be away, you know. But yeah, last night I tried to get my daughter in bed at 9, and it sucked, you guys. It didn't work because it was once we got here, I put my gown on, I put her gown on. We got inside, we got inside the bed, and I'm like, okay, cool, we're gonna get ourselves together. I'm like, I'm ready to go. So we get inside, you know, the bed. I'm like, okay, let's you know, get some rest. I even bring her stuffed animals and her toys over here for her. And I'm thinking it's working. I let her draw a little bit, even watch a little cartoon before falling asleep. But she clearly, I was like halfway falling asleep, and she kept getting out of the bed to go down the hall to talk to my dad, to talk to my mom. And then she was like trying to get snacks. And I'm like, we have got to go to bed. It's 9 o'clock. So it didn't really work last night. So I'm hoping tonight will be better, because she literally didn't go to sleep till 11 o'clock, you guys. So I failed last night. I'm trying to get on her schedule, because when she goes back to school, we have to get up at 5 in the morning. Probably about 5 or 5:30, because I have to get... Well, the bus is picking up from our house, so I probably don't have to get up till like 5:30. But the point is, I have to get dressed, get her ready, because the bus will probably be here about 7:20 or 7:25 to take her to school. So I'm trying to get her on the schedule. And our lives are going to be so different when she's in school, because when she's in school, we literally... During the week is rough because we can't do a lot, you know, because we have to make sure she's getting ready for school and everything is going to change. So I'm trying to prepare her for that, prepare myself for that. So it's kind of like Monday through Friday, I have no life. And then the weekends, I have a little bit of life, but it's rough when she starts school. So I'm just like trying to get her on schedule, and that's not really working. So we'll see what happens with that, you guys. I will be going for another drive tonight, so hopefully that goes well. And me and her have a great time. We love going on drives because it's just fun for us to get out, and I can clear my head. My daughter can look at some scenery, and it should be another fun night of going for a drive. I don't know where we're going tonight. Who knows? Like yesterday, we didn't leave till 6, okay? Because, and I'm kind of glad, because I thought about it. Like if I left at 5 o'clock, I would have been in 5 o'clock traffic. So leaving at 6 was perfect, because when I got out on the roads, no cars are really there. So today we'll probably drive to some other places and just see, you know, what's going on. And yeah, hopefully we'll enjoy this drive that we're going to be taking. Like last night when I was like getting ready to go to bed, you guys, like one of my friends texted me. He was like, his dog passed away. Mind you, I met his dog. His dog was great, really sweet. And I felt so bad for him, because he was like, my dog passed away. I just found out this morning. And he was emotional, but me and him talked a little bit last night before I fell asleep, because I was like, wow, that sucks. His dog passed away. His dog was really sweet, by the way. So I was like, oh, you know, and he said that it probably would be a while before he got another dog, which is so understandable. But I told him, like, having a dog is rough. Like, it is. Like, I know firsthand, like, just dealing with my dog. At one point, I was going to get my dog away because it was overwhelming trying to take care of him, taking care of my daughter. He was barking a lot. I thought he was sick at one point. So it was, like, a lot of stuff I had to deal with my dog. And now my dog is luckily a lot better. He's gotten a lot better. So, but I still don't know if I'm going to keep my dog or not. I don't know, you guys. I love my dog to death. But when I move into my townhouse, I don't really know. And then I'm thinking about the future too. Because if let's say me and my guy friend get really, really serious, and he's in the military, he moves a lot. I just don't think it's going to be... If me and him get... This is just a what-if scenario, y'all. But if me and him were to get super serious... And me and him have talked about this before, too. Like, he said if we... You know, if he ever, like, moved away, he'd want me to go with him and things of that nature. And I was just like, okay, I don't have an issue with that. But I wouldn't want to have to carry my dog to every place, you know, he was stationed or at or moved to. Like, that would be kind of rough. So, you know, I just wouldn't want to... You know, deal with that. So I don't know, it really depends. But
I hope he gets to stay here for a while. That's my goal, because if he moves, then I probably would eventually, you know, like, go with him. So this is not just something I'm talking about randomly. Me and him had this conversation, actually. So that's something to, you know, think about as well. And then on top of that, you guys, literally, I was asleep last night. I wake up this morning and I have a missed call from my ex. Why is my ex calling me at 4 o'clock in the morning? I'm like, what the hell did you want at 4 a.m.? Like, what? This is the thing about when I say you got to train people how to treat you. Why should I answer the call of somebody calling me at 4 in the morning? Like, that's, to me, just in my opinion, is disrespectful. There's nothing, unless it's a family emergency or something major is going on, you should not call somebody at 4 o'clock in the morning. Unless, like I said, unless it's some kind of family emergency or something to happen, you don't need to call me at 4 o'clock in the morning. That's crazy. And I don't know why he thinks that's okay to do. Like, I told you guys, I didn't apologize, but I have forgiven him for everything he's done. But I think he takes it to another level because he still has feelings for me. But calling me at 4 in the morning is not cool. Like, what do you call me at 4 in the morning for? There's nothing for us to talk about. There's no reason for me to talk to you. Like, why are you calling me at 4 o'clock in the morning? It's just weird stuff that he does. And then he wonders why, you know, I act the way I do towards him. Because you literally are calling me at 4 o'clock in the morning. There's no reason for you to be calling me at 4 a.m. We have nothing to talk about. But yet he does these things. And he thinks that what he does is okay. So, it's kind of annoying, you know, to a certain extent. Because he doesn't understand, like, why he doesn't understand or get, like, why are you calling me at 4 in the morning? There's no reason for us to be talking, you know? So it's just those little dumb things that bug me. I still haven't been able to do any TikToks, you guys. I still haven't been able to do any, no TikToks. I haven't done a lot lately because I just haven't felt good. And, you know, I'm trying to get back on track with doing more stuff. But, you know, who knows, you guys. But, yeah, so Tuesday talk, guys. Oh, my gosh. Monday could have been better. I'll say that to you guys. It could have been a lot better. Monday sucked because I feel like today's going to be the same thing where I'm going to feel good right now. And as soon as I end this, like, you know, podcast with you guys, I'm going to end up bawling my eyes out again. It's like, I haven't had one day where I have not cried. Like, I cry every single day, you guys. And it's like, it sucks because who really wants to be sitting up here crying every day? It sucks, you know? So, I don't know why my phone, why is it blinking out like that? But, so, yeah, it has been rough. I don't know. Like, at this point, I don't know what could make me feel better, to be honest. It's a lot, you guys. And it's not easy. Every day is pretty much a struggle for me, you know, and I hate that, you know, every day is a struggle. And I hate that every day is just a day that I'm not happy, or every day is a day where I don't feel good inside. You know, that stuff takes a mental toll on you every single day. And yes, guys, it's been rough, you know. But despite everything, I'm gonna keep pushing, keep going. Even on days when I want to just cry in a corner, like, it's been hard. But I want my mom to know in a letter, because I think she will really understand, like, you know, what I'm going through. I'm sorry this episode has so many breaks in it, guys. I will make sure tomorrow to record as soon as I get up. This morning I was lazy and tired.
and I just didn't record right away, so I have to keep stopping for calls, take breaks, then come back and re-record again. So if I forget where I'm at or I go off topic, it's because I didn't forgot because I've been on the phone and I come back. But yeah, it's, you know, and like I said, it's just so much going on, and just me trying to, you know, be happy, and just me trying to figure things out. It's really hard, you guys. It's so hard. You know, that's why I started these talks with you guys, because I want you guys to understand, like, you know, not every day is easy. It's not. Some days are harder than others, you know. I've been trying my best to, you know, try to be happy, look forward to the future, all these things, but it's been really hard. And then it's like, what bugs me too, like I said, and I think I said this yesterday, going to your doctors and telling them, hey, I'm going through this and that, and them not doing anything about it, them not realizing how bad it is. Like, I don't even think my doctor realizes how bad it is, even after I sat in the room with her and told her, hey, I'm going through this. She's like, oh, okay, typing on her computer, but you don't realize how bad the mental health is. And she doesn't get it, you know, she doesn't. All she wants to do is throw medication at me, but that's not helping. No, that doesn't help. I need more than just some medication being thrown at me, and it's like nobody seems to understand that. So it's frustrating, you guys. And I haven't been able to see my therapist. So that sucks. I don't see her till September. So I haven't been able to really accomplish anything as I've wanted to. Okay, well, you can draw and make another note. So, yeah, I'm gonna write your note. So, I go pee. So, I just haven't been able to, you know, do anything about anything, because I feel like nobody understands it, and I can't talk to anybody. Like, that's been like the struggle, you guys, which is why I made these talks, because I want you guys to know that, like, you're not alone. Even on days when it feels like it's never gonna get better, you know, it's hard every day, you guys, because it feels like since I've been struggling with my mental health, like, each day just feels like it goes by so slow, and I feel like the days just drag and drag, and I don't feel like, you know, anything, you know, good is happening, you know, and I don't know what to do. So I've just kind of been, you know, struggling. That's why I tried to force myself to come home at 9 o'clock and get in bed. What? Okay, that's fine. Okay, I'll check on him in a minute. But it's just like, sorry, y'all, my daughter's wide awake, but she'll probably crash and go to sleep soon, because she woke up so early. But anyway, yeah, so it's just like, I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do, you guys. You know, it's hard, because I really feel like the days are just dragging so slow. And then I have to sit here in my room. Well, I really don't want to be in my room, but I'm, like, stuck there. That's why I go for drives. And yesterday, my drive was so long, my mom was like, I didn't think y'all were coming home because you were gone for so long. I was like, because I don't want to be here. So I forced myself to go on these drives. And it's not that. My house is not, like I told you guys, my house has gotten a lot better. It's not a toxic environment. Like, I haven't argued with my dad. Me and my dad haven't been arguing. We've been getting along. I've been getting along with my mom. It's nothing bad happening in the house. I think now it's just me dealing with things internally and just not having that out there or anybody to really talk to about it. You know? So, it's hard, you guys. Just getting out of bed every day is an accomplishment. To say the least, like, getting out of my bed every day is an accomplishment. And, you know, like I said, I just don't think my doctor realizes how bad it is. And I just kind of wish that in some sense, what if I should have stayed with the other doctor that I already had an appointment with, but I canceled with her because I just don't feel like the doctor I have understands what I'm going through, and I don't know if she can help me. And it's kind of like, I don't want to keep, she has me coming to her every 2 weeks, and every 2 weeks you don't want to do anything to help me. You're just making me spend more and more money, but you don't want to help me. Like, make it make sense, you guys. Like, I'm literally, you know, paying, my insurance is paying her, but what they don't cover, I have to cover. And it's kind of annoying. So, it's just been a mess. I actually need to, you know, it's just been rough, you guys, to say the least. It's a struggle, you guys. But I've been trying to just stay, you know, above it all. I've been trying to stay positive. I've been trying to not allow what I have going on, you know, affect me too much, you know. But it's hard some days. Some days are better than others. And unfortunately here lately, the days just haven't been good. And I don't know what to do. So, yeah, I don't know. I just can't wait for my vacation next week, you guys. I can't wait to get away. Obviously I'm gonna get my mom to watch my daughter, and I'm just gonna go somewhere. And I'm hoping again that the letter I write to my mom, she'll have a better understanding about some of the things I do and how I act. So I can't wait to write that. I'm gonna be writing that, and I'm gonna print it out and try to give it to her today so she can read and understand like why things are the way they are. I think that's going to be a good start to my healing process, writing this letter to my mom, you guys, and just getting all those emotions out. But I really hope when I record for you guys on my birthday, the week of my vacation, I'm sorry, my birthday is in May, y'all. But I hope when I record for you guys the week of my vacation, I'm 100% better and I'm able to give you guys good content. I did not work on my bookshelf yesterday either, guys. I was supposed to be cleaning that bookshelf off. I didn't get a chance to do anything, but I'm not really that worried about it. Like, if I don't do it during the week, I know for sure on Saturday or Sunday, I'm definitely going to be cleaning that shelf off. So, it's going to get clean regardless. But I'm just looking forward to my vacation. I feel like I need a break from work. I need a break from... It's so many other things. Like, I don't want you guys listening to think that my whole mental health issue is based upon my friend going out of town and that's why I've been such a wreck. No. My mental health issue is way beyond that. Like, it's so many other things going on. Some things I don't even talk about on here, but I wish I could, that are going on that are causing my mental health issue to be this, you know, this messed up. So, no, it is not just that, because I think, I don't want some of you listening to be like, oh, that's why she's upset because he's gone, so that's why she's falling apart. No, that is not why I'm falling apart at all. I am just struggling right now because I have so much going on. And you guys have to understand, when you are struggling and you don't even really have an outlet like you need to have one, it's hard. And then, like I told you guys got to understand, working at home, sitting at that desk all day, I have like nobody to talk to. Like, I'm in my own world besides my daughter when she's up, but she's watching cartoons now. So I don't really have anybody to talk to. And being in my house lately is what I notice is making me sick. Which is, and I told you guys, it's not the environment, because I'm getting along with my parents. Everything is great. I just think being here is not healthy for me, especially because I'm struggling. So that's why I told you guys, I really want to take a vacation the weekend of my vacation. I want to leave for a couple of days and then come back. And maybe I'll be feeling a little bit better. But I do not know, you guys. We will see. I'll keep you guys posted. If I do go out of town the weekend of next week, I probably won't record that day. I told you guys I was going to start recording every day. But obviously, if I'm not home, I'm probably not going to record. I'm just being honest with you. But if any of that happens, I'll let you guys know way ahead of time, like if I do go out of town or whatever, and tell you guys when I'll be recording again. But yeah, so anyway, I'm going to wrap this up, you guys, because I literally have to, probably at 9:30 when I take my 15-minute break, I'm going to take a shower, I'm going to get dressed, I'm about to go make my bed up now. And then I'm going to take my medication, not the medication my mental health doctor gave me, but the medication for some other stuff. And then I'm going to start to get ready for my Tuesday. But I promise you guys, I will update you on what happens again tomorrow morning. So look out for that episode. I promise to record right at 7:30 when I get up tomorrow, because today this episode has so many, I had to keep re-recording, has so many segments because of the fact that I had to stop for phone calls and stuff. And I really don't want any interruptions, so when I record. So anyway, guys, just giving you guys an update, and I promise tomorrow I will give you another update about what's going on with me. Peace and love.